kwa nengwe ni shinowa Na ikweya kufa pimi sowa Na ukahidi kufitangwa na bulowa Shigelo big vibe on ataku Koma itai tinka saku Tali kwa tolu filipa mobila magai ziba bele kono molu buli Magelo ni bato sagwilako Muba ni wato sagwilako Kale sikile saku wilako ni dance
Three hours.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on,
come on,
come on, come on,
come
to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Pombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Pombon Radio News. Pombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Police in Dola launch investigations into the death of Kaweche Kaunda. Taxi drivers welcome Kawama Roadworks in Kapirimponshi. In Africa News, Kenya disputes UN report on rape allegations against its Haiti personnel. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Police in Dola have launched investigations into the sudden death of Mr. Kaweche Kaunda, son of Zambia's first Republican President Dr. Kenneth David Kaunda, following an incident reported on Thursday morning. Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi has told Kumbon Ready News that the incident is believed to have occurred between the evening of April 8th and the morning of April 9th, 2026, at a residence in the North Rise area. Mr. Chilavi says police received a report around 09:30 hours from Mr. Mike Kaira, 77, who informed authorities that his family friend, Mr. Kaunda, 67, had been found unresponsive. He says preliminary investigations indicate that Mr. Kaunda arrived in Dola on April 6, 2026, and was staying at an apartment in North Rise. He explains that events leading to the discovery began when a domestic worker conducting routine duties on the morning of April 9th knocked on Mr. Kaunda's room but received no response.
Police received the report from Mr. Mike Kayura, age 77, stating that his family friend, Mr. Kaweche Kaunda, age 7, son of the first Republican president, the late Dr. Kenneth David Kaunda, had been found unresponsive. preliminary investigations indicate that Mr. Kaunda arrived in Ndola on April 6, 2026 and was staying at an apartment in North Rise. On the morning of April 9, a domestic worker performing routine duties knocked on the door to Mr. Kaunda's room but received no response. She then alerted a security guard who gained entry and found Mr. Kaunda lying unresponsive. Mr. Kaira was subsequently notified and reported the matter to police. Mr. Kaunda was rushed to Ndola Teaching Hospital by police officers, where he was pronounced dead on arrival. Initial examinations by police scenes of crime technicians revealed no visible injuries.
Taxi operators in Kapirimpunji have welcomed the commencement of gravel placement along Kawama Road by Avic International. The drivers say the development has brought relief and renewed hope as the road is now more passable and smoother for daily operations. They have described the works as encouraging and expressed their eagerness to see the project fully completed. However, some operators are calling for the road to be upgraded to a bituminous standard, saying this would provide a more durable and long-term solution. The government has intensified efforts to stop illegal construction on critical sewer and water pipelines in Deke Township, Kitwe. Speaking and during a courtesy call on the Kitwe District Commissioner, Copa Belta Minister Elisha Matambo warned that structures are built on sewer lines and pipelines risk damaging a vital infrastructure and disrupting water and sanitation services. Mr. Matambo added that investigations will target not only property owners, but also local authority officials who may have issued permits for such developments. He emphasized that anyone found to have approved or constructed buildings on top of sewer lines or pipelines will be held accountable.
The issue of people building on top of the sewer line, on top of the lines which carry water, for example, from Ghana, from Kafue, any water it is can affect it. But like you have said, the mistake sits with the local authority, because they are the ones who give the building permit to this people. So if we can find the culprits, those who give building permits on top of the sewer lines, on top of the pipes which carry water from any water utility company, I think those are the ones we should deal with. Because really, if I'm trying to build a house myself and I go to the local authority and ask for a building permit and they give it to me, and I start building, it means they have authorized me to build wherever I want to build.
The Alliance for Accountability Advocates of Zambia, AAAZ, has welcomed the progress made towards the enactment of the Tobacco Control Bill number 40 of 2025, following its second reading in Parliament. AAAZ Programs Officer Annie Capodio says the development marks a significant step in addressing the growing health, social and economic burden associated with tobacco issue, especially among adolescents and young people. Ms. Capolio says the bill will help strengthen regulation of tobacco products, reduce exposure to harmful substances, and align Zambia's response with global best practices. She has commended the Minister